Barrhead. The Barrhead Orioles clinched a North Central Alberta League, NCABL, playoff berth in dramatic fashion in their last regular season game, defeating their Highway 18 rivals, the Westlock Red Lions, 4-3 at home on August 2, thanks to aggressive base running in the bottom half of the sixth inning by manager and outfielder Chase Visser. The win was the team's third straight win as on July 27, the Orioles were given credit for 7-0 forfeit win against the Red Lions on the road before they defeated the Fort Saskatchewan Reds 16-1 on the road. It also puts them two games ahead of the Reds, who have one game left in the regular season, for the final playoff position. It also marks the first time Barrhead has made the postseason since their return to the NCABL in 2022. After a scoreless first inning, during the Red Lions Wednesday night, Barrhead struck first, scoring two runs in the second inning. However, Westlock would rebound, scoring three runs in their half of the third inning. Barrhead would tie the game in the fourth. The teams would blank the fifth inning, and that is how it looked like it might end. But in the sixth inning, with Visser on third base, with one out, after reaching base with a single and two successive steals, the last being a double steal, he would slide head first, stealing home after a Barrhead batter hit an infield pop fly to first base. Hardy Fisher went the distance for the Orioles, earning the win. "Everyone knew the situation and how important the game was," he said. But having said that, Visser added it wasn't his intention to steal home. "I saw where the catcher was going, so I knew I had a chance, so when I started running, after tagging up, I was too far to go back, so I had to commit," he said. Visser noted that although the Orioles finished the regular season with a below .500 record at 7-13, it does not tell the whole story. "We've beaten every team in the league," he said. "We've had several close games, including four where the difference was only one run. If we make one or two more plays, maybe we could have turned some of those around. Going into the playoffs, we have a lot of potential. We are not scared of facing anyone." As for how the playoffs work, Visser said they will face the first-place St. Albert Cardinals in the best-of-three series August 12-13 at Keller Field in Westlock. The first two games are on Saturday at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. If needed, the third game will be on Sunday at 1 p.m. Westlock will play the Parkland Twins in the other first-round playoff matchup. The league championship will also be a best-of-three series on the August 25th-26 weekend, with the higher-ranked team hosting. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.